And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Joe Ordonez, a photography guide from Haines. And he's a photographer, a naturalist, and he just published a book called Where Eagles Gather. Joe Ordonez, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Melissa. Good to be here.
Well, you're traveling around. You're doing a book book tour to promote your book, Where Eagles Gather. Tell us a bit about where you're traveling to and a bit about your book.
Okay, well, we live in Haines, right in the heart of the Bald Eagle Preserve there, and we got on the ferry and traveled to Sitka, arrived here yesterday, and I'm doing a slideshow, the book signing tonight, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library, the new library. Got to see it yesterday. What a beautiful facility that is. Yeah, and then we're flying down to Washington State. I actually have two shows down there, one in Anacortes, Washington, and one in Bellingham, Washington, before we drive back to Haines.
So this is a photography book featuring natural history of the Bald Eagle Preserve in Haines.
Yeah, the photographs, mostly the natural history. I've also got cultural photographs. The Village of Cluck, one of the oldest continually inhabited villages in the Americas, is right there. And so I've got photos and tell the story of the native culture as well, and the history of the preserve and some of the politics behind getting the preserve going in 1982. Haines was a different town back then. It was the mill town. There wasn't a lot of support. There was very little tourism. And it was actually an interesting political battle. At one time, they proposed for Glacier Bay National Park to push over the mountains into Haines to include what's now the Bald Eagle Preserve. And Gary Hart, who some of you might remember, ran for president a while back, was the U.S. Senator at the time, and he was involved in trying to get the federal government behind including the Eagle Preserve. There was a lot of controversy about that. There's a lot of Alaskans who just soon keep the federal government out, and so it was a big battle back in 1982 and a big compromise, and they eventually protected 48,000 acres. And I'm happy to say that Gary Hart actually wrote the foreword for the book. So he came, visited a few years back, and I was able to take he and his wife on a tour, and we've become friends.
So the book's in honor of the Bald Eagle Preserve, and you've been taking photos there for many, many years. What are some of your favorites or most evocative photos in the book for you?
Well, that's kind of a great question. Of course, the best one, I think, is the one that's on the cover. And that's got two eagles with their talons clasped, and they're about 6 inches off the ground. And that's really the photograph that any photographer who comes to the Eagle Preserve. And in November, when the largest gathering of eagles in the world are there, we get over 3,600 bald eagles in a two-mile stretch of river there. Photographers are lined up, and everyone's trying to get that shot of the eagles battling over the fish because one will grab the fish. And so I was lucky, you know, combination of luck and skill to get that particular image. I've got that on the cover. And then there's another image in the book that actually, as I was working with a photo editor and getting some help with the book, they pulled it out, and then they said, you know, is there any photos that we pulled out that you really feel you must have in the book? And I said, yes, absolutely. It's a photograph of a magpie, which, you know, people think, oh, magpie, you know, don't really pay much attention. But if you really take time to look at a magpie and get it, you know, in the right light, they are really beautiful birds, the way the light can sort of shine on their feathers and the particular view I got of this magpie. So that's one that, you know, it's not any bird that people really give much thought to, but I'm really glad that photograph's in there.
Well, that's the beauty of the Bald Eagle Preserve. It's an entire ecosystem. It's not just eagles, but it's the interrelationship of all these animals as well as the people who inhabit the area. And I think that's really reflected in your book.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the story of the Eagle Preserve is not just eagles, because the eagles wouldn't be there if they didn't have something to eat. Matter of fact, you know, eagles, the main cause of bald eagle mortality is winter starvation. A lot of people don't know that. They don't know why bald eagles die, but they in the winter, it's hard for the eagles to find food. A lot of the rivers are frozen, the salmon runs have dried up, and in Haines, due to some interesting, you know, geographic and geological phenomena there, there's an ice-free section of river. It does not freeze, even if it gets to 20 below zero. That section of river doesn't freeze. On top of that, there's a late salmon run. The chum salmon come in into November, into December. I've seen salmon in the river in January. So here's a time of year when eagles are dying of starvation, struggling, and there's this, you know, all-you-can-eat buffet, 24 hours, open up, and the eagles come from all over. They've recorded eagles as far away as from Portland, Oregon. One with the tag was recorded from Portland, Oregon coming. So the Eagle Preserve is important not just for, you know, the eagles in Haines or the people of Haines. The eagles come from all over Alaska. They come from British Columbia, Yukon, Washington State, and even Oregon. So it's important for this area, and the bald eagle is important for everybody, really. And it's a symbol. The eagle is a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of our nation. And also the eagle is a symbol of wilderness. You know, you think about back in the 60s when Rachel Carson wrote that famous book, Silent Spring. You know, it was all about the fact that, you know, the eggshells of birds were cracking because of the buildup of pesticides. People didn't really realize that, you know, DDT could do this. And it was in the eagles where they didn't see a bunch of dead bald eagles, but they didn't see young ones either because the eggshells were cracking. And so the eagle is a symbol of wilderness and what's really at stake.
Well, for you and your family, because this is a family project, essentially, the book, and what's connected with the book. I think from talking to you that for you, the Bald Eagle Preserve is itself a symbol as well, and there's an underlying message that you're trying to convey with your book. What is that?
Well, I want people to see how special it is and how unique it is, because it is unique. There's nowhere else in the world where you get this many bald eagles gathering, how important it is. And then on top of that, when they came to this compromise in 82 that I was talking about, you know, it was a compromise. And the Fish and Wildlife representative recommended 150,000 acres be protected. But as part of the compromise, they only protected 48,000 acres. And, you know, now we know when you're doing wilderness preserves and those sort of things, you don't do little, you know, donut holes. You don't do just little. The wildlife needs more than just the critical area. They protected the critical area where the bald eagles feed and where the salmon spawn. But what they didn't do and what needs to be done is they didn't protect the area upstream. We know now if you pollute upstream, you pollute downstream. There's an interconnection there. A river, you put something in the river, it just flows right downstream. And what's come up in more recent years is there's a project now called the Constantine Mine, also known as the Palmer Project, just upstream of the Eagle Preserve, where they're proposing a mine which has a very high potential for what we call acid mine drainage. And if this mine is built and if problems occur, which happens often with mines, then the salmon will be threatened. If we talked about the interconnectedness, if the water quality is affected, then the salmon are affected. If the salmon are affected, the bald eagles are affected, the natives that live there are affected. And, you know, those salmon go out into the ocean. I mean, we're all connected, right? Sitka fishermen here, I'm sure they're catching some of those fish that go up in the Chilkat River. So we're all in this together, really. And that's part of my message, is this is not, just like in the 80s and late 70s, it wasn't a local political issue in Haines, jobs versus the environment. It was, no, this Eagle Preserve, this area, the Eagle Council Grounds, we call it, is important for everybody, and we have to get behind it as a nation and protect it. Now there's a new threat. And so I'm trying to spread the word to folks here in Sitka, Washington State, and throughout the country to get this back in the national spotlight like it was back in the 80s, so that we can join together and figure out a way to protect the upstream area. You know, if they protect just upstream and connect that the upper tributaries to the Canadian border, it's going to link up with the largest wilderness area on the planet. There's Glacier Bay, Toshinchini-Alsek, Kluane, and Wrangell-St. Elias. Those parks together are 25 million acres of wilderness protected forever. And you got the 48,000 acre Eagle Preserve, and then you've got a little sliver of land. If we can hook that up, we can protect that area upstream, and we can protect the Eagle Preserve forever, and we can finish what was started back in 1982, finish the job that really needs to be done. That's my message.
Well, you're very passionate about this. I mentioned briefly that you're traveling with your family. Tell us a little bit about your family and how they support your passion.
Oh, I got a great family, a 4-year-old daughter, Sapphire, my 12-year-old daughter, Stella, my wife, Edie, and we've even got a dog, Letty. It's a girl, too, so I'm surrounded by women, and they are super supportive. My wife helped do copy editing for the book. My daughter, older daughter, did photo editing, and we're traveling together. They're supportive. We're in this together. We have a family-owned business. We do rafting trips in the Eagle Preserve, photography trips in the Eagle Preserve, and I'd like to invite, you know, everyone to the slideshow tonight, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library, and also extend an invitation for you to come to Haines. It's not that far away. We just did it on the ferry, and come visit the Bald Eagle Preserve, and give you opportunity also to purchase the book. I'll be doing book signing. It's called Where Eagles Gather, and we've got it on Amazon, got it on our website, which is tourhaines.com. And thank you so much for bringing me here. And I want to thank the Sitka Conservation Society and the Sitka Public Library also for sponsoring the event.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for coming down this morning.
Melissa, it's been great. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Joe Ordonez. He's a photography tour guide from Haines. He's in town 7 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library for a book signing of his photo book, Where Eagles Gather. He'll also talk about the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve.